Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
Fun going. I currently have Grace Petrie here on the line, who's currently in Tamaki Makaurau, correct?
Yes, yeah, just as of last night.
Nice.
Lovely to be in New Zealand.
Yeah, lovely to have you. Is it your first time coming to Aotearoa?
No, this is my, gosh, I think fourth visit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you can't get rid of me.
Nice. Where did you fly from last night?
We were in Sydney, so we just concluded our Australia tour. We've been over there for 2 weeks, and now we're here for the rest of the week.
How many shows did you pack into that 2 week timeline?
Oh, it's been pretty full on this time. Yeah, I think we've done 8 in 2 weeks, including obviously flying all between all the cities and things. So it's been a packed schedule this time.
Very packed indeed. I mean, I was scrolling through your website. I was looking at the gigs that you have lined up, and they don't seem to end.
They never seem to end. Yeah, they never do. Yeah, I mean, this is my, I think, second trip to New Zealand, third trip to Australia, 2 trips to Canada this year, and 2 tours to the UK. So, and that's all in 2024. And I got married 5 weeks ago as well. So
congratulations!
Thank you very much. But it has felt like it's kind of a pretty crazy schedule this year. I'm kind of, yeah, like,
yeah, yeah, it is.
Enjoying it all, but yeah, I'm sort of kind of feeling like I'm limping to the end of the year a bit now.
When did you and your spouse get married?
So we got married in the countryside in England, yeah, in the kind of in the Midlands of England. I'm from the middle of England, so not too far away from where I grew up.
Oh, lovely. Are they on tour with you right now, or are they just chilling back in England?
No, she's at home, sadly. Yeah, she had to work, so it was a bit of a whistle stop turnaround. I kind of got home from my honeymoon and came straight to Australia sort of 5 days later. So yeah. It feels like a distant dream, really, the wedding.
Yeah, crack up, man. Crack up. But yeah, this is a very busy tour for you. You're currently on tour for your album, Build Something Better, which came out in March. And how would you say, out of all the tours you've done so far, how is this tour stacking up?
Oh, I'm loving it, you know. Yeah, I mean, I really, I'm really proud of this record, and it's been a lot of fun to share the new songs from it. I'm on tour at the moment with my friend Ben Moss, who plays violin and accordion and various other things for me on the road. So and it's always a great laugh to tour with him. So yeah, I think it's great. It's funny because it's like it's a very political record, and you know, things are kind of feel like they're very much in flux this year, I suppose, particularly. There's kind of so much going on in the world. There's so many elections as well.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like it's, you know, it's one of those times that I'm sort of struggling to keep up with the news, you know.
I think everyone's having that problem, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
The album cover features you on a building site with a full tool belt, and there's some cargo boxes surrounding you. There's some wooden pallets in the background. But something I noticed is that you aren't wearing a hard hat. Now, do you think that is a responsible message to be sending out to the kids?
Do you know what? It's even worse than that, Zach. If you look closely, there's a screwdriver turned the wrong way up.
Oh, my God.
Many people pointed out to me, so I'd say after a few years ago, I made a music video where I took a guitar into the ocean and an acoustic guitar, and I got so many complaints and queries from people on the internet who were like, what happened to the guitar? Is the guitar okay? And I'd say that walking around with a tool belt with a screwdriver facing up is the as controversial a thing I've ever done to people as like take a guitar into the ocean. I had so many people get in touch and be like, please don't wear a tool belt with a screwdriver that way up. If you trip over, you'll stab yourself in the stomach. And I was sort of having to be a bit like, yeah, you've kind of overestimated the extent to which I'm using a tool belt and these tools in my daily life. You know, it's a bit of a gimmick.
If you really want to cause some ruckus, you should wear the screwdriver facing the wrong way in the ocean, and that'll get them crazy.
That's true. Yeah. That's for my like gold anniversary record. That's for the you know, 25 years in the job.
For sure, it's definitely giving like kind of a Bob's Builder vibe, you know.
Oh, cool.
I feel like just because, I don't know, tool belt was such an iconic look for Bob the Builder. I feel like if you had some flannel, you know.
Oh, well, you know, he's my style icon, you know, as with all lesbians.
Okay, okay. So you're quite, you term yourself as quite the touring fiend, correct? You're quite fond of being on the road.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to kind of happen that way. I love shows. You know, obviously, like, the traveling is kind of, you know, pretty exhausting, but, you know, it always kind of never fails to amaze me how much, like, you can be absolutely dog tired and, you know, been away from home for 4 weeks and, you know, jet lagged to hell, and actually, you know, the moment you get on stage, all of that kind of disappears, and, you know, the energy of the crowd, I just find, is never fails to kind of invigorate me. So I guess it seems like an addiction that I can't really kick.
It's one of the healthiest addictions I've ever heard of, to be honest. Do you have any other ways of maintaining energy? Are you quite the caffeine drinker?
Yeah, I mean, more tea than coffee, but I'm a very, very, very British stereotype when it comes to tea.
Earl Greys and stuff like that.
No, always English breakfast, but I do get through probably 10 cups of tea a day, so...
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's crack up. Do you like any herbal teas?
I'm not a massive herbal tea guy. My wife is, though, so we have a massive, massive collection. So I kind of, when I run out of English breakfast tea, I'm kind of, pouring around in her endless collection of herbal teas, kind of trying to find something that's going to give me the fix, you know.
Yeah, this is the only tea that I love. I think the only tea I love is peppermint tea. Do you have any strong opinions on that?
I can do a peppermint tea. Yeah, I can,
That's pretty neutral.
That'll probably be my go-to, I guess, out of all the herbal teas.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's very neutral, it's very refreshing, and apparently it's also very good for your stomach.
Do find it good for my stomach, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great time. You're currently in New Zealand. You've got a few shows coming through. You're playing Auckland and Christchurch soon?
Yep, Auckland tonight, Christchurch tomorrow.
And then coming down here and then Wellington?
That's right.
Yeah.
First time in Dunedin. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, mate, awesome. You're playing at a really cool place. Pearl Diver, very, very cool spot.
Yeah, and you know, it's actually it's not too far off sold out now, so I think there's only a handful of tickets left, so I'm really like thank you very much to the people of Dunedin. I wasn't really expecting anyone to show up, to be honest.
No, for sure, it's really awesome to see. Do you have much time to spare while you're down here, or are you going to be immediately off jet setting to Wellington?
Yeah, it's kind of a whistle stop this time, sadly. Yeah, I think that we're only in all of these New Zealand locations for kind of like, you know, less than 24 hours. So it's very much a case to fly in, do the show, and fly out again. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I think of all the places in New Zealand, Dunedin is probably going to remind you the most of home. I feel like the architecture here is quite old school. And they definitely copied... I mean, they literally copied the city design off of, like, Edinburgh. So it's definitely got quite a strong British feel to it.
Oh, interesting. Oh, cool. Yeah, well, I'm very fond of Edinburgh, so look forward to that.
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's pivot a little bit to some politics, because you're quite the political sort. I mean, your album title, Build Something Better, definitely kind of has a political vibe to it, political slogan, if you will. And you're quite, you definitely rail against like right wing ideologues and individualism, and I think the UK government at large. What is the current situation over there with the new Prime Minister Keir Starmer? I've heard some very mixed reactions.
Oh, well, I'm not a fan. I don't know. I think there was a lot of us, I suppose, that just feel that the challenges that we face at the moment with regards to conflict in Palestine and, the environmental destruction that we obviously are kind of staring down the barrel of. You know, there's just a lot of things that I think a lot of us were hoping for maybe quite a lot more of a radical change and, you know, potentially, like some people would say, quite predictably, like Keir Starmer's kind of got into power and been very quick to... announced that he's going to continue austerity policies, that he's going to do nothing to overturn the convictions of climate change protesters who've been jailed for, in some cases, up to 5 years just for planning peaceful demonstrations. So, you know, like some really like terrible draconian laws that the Conservative government brought in He seems to have no interest in repealing. And also, I just think rhetorically, you know, he's sort of carrying on a lot of very, very, very damaging rhetoric. You know, the UK under the Conservative government the last 14 years has become increasingly anti-immigrant, anti-asylum seeker, you know, really quite nationalistic. Mm. And to be honest, quite racist. You know, I think the country has gotten a lot more racist, and rather than sort of challenging that rhetoric, I feel like Keir Starmer's Labour Party have been disappointingly, you know, quick to sort of continue to position themselves against what they would regard as like the woke mob, which I think is just like nonsense. And you know, we're in this position now in the UK where sort of any almost any kind of mention of climate change and policies that we desperately need to be pursuing to you know, prevent it, is kind of being treated as this sort of, you know, culture war, you know, like nonsense that only sort of naive kind of children are in any way sort of talking about, and I find that really, really, really dangerous, to be honest. So, yeah, so I'm not that enamored. I mean, I know there's a lot of people who would say, you know, like anything's better than Conservatives, and I think it's funny that there's sort of a perverse logic to that. I mean, I think that, you know, the thing about 14 years of Conservative rule that sort of really decimated public services, and you know, this particularly this past sort of last couple of years with Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak, I think people who in the middle classes who are very sort of comfortable and affluent, even they kind of started to sort of really reach a bit of a breaking point and a bit of a kind of consciousness that things really need to drastically, radically change. And I think to see a lot of that energy just kind of disappear because, you know, I keep hearing this sort of expression that, like, well, the grown-ups are back in charge. Mm. And I just think, well, you know, I think that's very much a case of perspective. Sorry, that's much longer answer than you're probably...
That's great. I love how you're touching on, you know, anything's better than Conservative, because that's the same mindset that folks in the US have about voting blue no matter who, right? Like, anything's better than Trump. But at the same time, it's like, how do you push for your party to be more progressive and enacting good climate change policy, good foreign policy? How do you push for that to happen when you can only vote for them? It's quite a catch-22 kind of situation, right? Because you can't protest vote for them, because then a fascist might win. Like, that's a really interesting scenario over there right now.
Absolutely, you know. I mean, we have a pretty strong Green Party in the UK, and they came second, actually, in a lot of constituencies, and they went from, you know, one MP to four MPs this election. So, you know, there's huge appetite for radical alternatives, but the system is so, as you say, just so stacked against, you know, those kinds of alternative radical voices getting any power. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of everybody's job in Britain and, you know, everywhere to be kind of putting pressure on those institutions that should be progressive that aren't being progressive. So I guess that's just the pressure that we have to continue now, even though, you know, the Labour Party are in office.
For sure. I think we'll leave the conversation there. Thank you very much for coming on the program. I love having a good politics chat, and always is good for the soul. I'm excited to see what you make of Oti Poti Tindin. I have a feeling that you'll really like it.
Thank you so much, Zach. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you very much. All right, folks. That was Grace Petrie. We're chatting about her upcoming tour, and she's playing at Pearl Diver this Saturday, Hatude Saturday, at 7 p.m. You can find ticket links at the R1 gig guide, which you can find at r1.co.nz/gig guide. It is on Under the Radar, so you can find it there too, but very exciting. We are going to cross over into some Grace Petrie right now. We're going to play King and Country by Grace Petrie, and then after a few tracks we'll have In the Loop with Jemima Lorimer, when we talk about some good old news updates. You're listening to The One. Ka kite, stay based, stay curious.
You are listening to Today on Radio 4. This is the Third World War. The scientists are sounding the alarm. Everyone stay calm. The bailiffs have knocked down a family's door. the oil profits soar. Some teenagers have blocked the motorway, so we lock them all away. We lock them all away.
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.